Storms cause damaging floods.
They got a month of rain in mere days.
Fires rage in Greece.
Dead bodies and carcasses just lying everywhere.
Targeting high-profile Trump critics.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. From the Northeast to the Southwest, tens of millions of Americans are suffering thanks to surging floodwaters and scorching temperatures. We begin this morning in Pennsylvania, where CBS's Tony DeCopel tells us storms packing heavy rain have sparked destructive floods.
Rescuers searched in the dark for a woman swept away in a swollen creek near Harrisburg last night. The 19-year-old was walking with a friend when they both went under. The friend was able to escape safely. About 80 miles northwest of Philadelphia, raging floodwaters swallowed the town of Tremont, Pennsylvania.
Someone could come help save me.
In nearby Pine Grove, a stranded driver took cell phone video of the flooding as he sat on top of his car. Fire crews spent the day rescuing many people from vehicles that didn't make it through the flooded roads.
It makes it tougher to get everybody around, and it's tough for the emergency personnel to get out and work.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania, the famous Hershey Park and neighboring Zoo America closed because of flooding.
A triple-digit heat wave has prompted California power grid operators to call for people to ease off on electricity use. 115 was a record high for the day in Phoenix. Could be a few degrees hotter today. 106 in San Antonio, and this worker at the city zoo tried to stay cool.
Once you pass the 100 mark, 102, 103, it seems all the same. It's just hot.
In Japan, a heat wave is blamed for dozens of deaths, and there's no let-up in sight. Greece is getting help from other countries in the seaside battle against two major forest fires outside Athens. CBS's Seth Doan says more than 60 people have been killed.
The Coast Guard and passing boats reported picking up around 700 people who had fled to beaches for safety. But tragically, the fire swept through too quickly for others to save themselves. And in some cases, families reportedly trapped behind a wall of fire and smoke. Crews reported finding more than 20 people huddled together on a beach. And some had apparently been family members who were found hugging each other.
In Southeast Asia, a hydroelectric dam collapsed in Laos, sweeping away scores of homes. Several people confirmed dead, hundreds missing. Now to Washington, where some ex-national security officials who've been critical of President Trump could lose their security clearances. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the move targets those former officials who've spoken inappropriately about the president and the Russia probe.
Because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service.
A clearance can make a former official more valuable to a private sector employer. It also allows their successors to call upon them for confidential advice. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe says he already lost his clearance when he was fired. Former CIA Chief Michael Hayden says he doesn't use his anymore anyway. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
An American research group says new images indicate North Korea has begun to dismantle facilities at its main satellite launch site. Experts say it does not impact the country's nuclear capabilities. The latest airport security wrinkle is debuting at New York's JFK Airport today, and it's expected in other major airports in a matter of months. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says it's a 3D bag scanner.
They work like a CT machine in a hospital, seeing through even a cluttered bag, and gives screeners the ability to zoom in and rotate the bag for a 360-degree view. TSA Administrator David Pekoski calls the technology revolutionary.
What they're capable of doing is detecting a wider range of explosives, which is very important. You get better security faster, essentially.
The TSA plans to have 15 deployed by the end of the year and are authorized to buy up to 240 in 2019. They'll need about 2,000 to cover every airport checkpoint in the country.
Toronto police have identified the gunman who shot and killed two people and wounded a dozen others in an attack Sunday night. Reporter Chris Mavridis has more.
The parents of Faisal Hussein say the 29-year-old struggled with psychosis and depression and years of mental health challenges. They called their son's actions horrific. Here at their modest East Toronto high-rise, Toronto police are now executing a search warrant on the family's seventh-floor apartment.
The husband of porn star and Trump antagonist Stormy Daniels has filed for divorce in Texas. Glenn Crane alleges infidelity and seeks custody of the couple's seven-year-old daughter. A Georgia state representative has apologized but says he won't resign despite calls from other Republicans to leave office. CBS's Mark Strassman says he fell victim to an on-camera character portrayed by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen.
I am going to teach you how to use your buttocks to intimidate ISIS.
Georgia state lawmaker Jason Spencer says he thought an ex-Israeli military officer was teaching him self-defense.
USA! USA, mother!
Instead, okay, he was captured on camera showing his buttocks and shouting racial slurs.
You crazy? The N-word is noony, not this world. This world is disgusting.
His instructor also trains him how to spot a terrorist hiding under a burqa by surreptitiously taking lewd photos.
Well, the court in Charlottesville, Virginia, will consider a permit application from the man who organized last year's deadly white nationalist rally. He wants to stage a similar event. The New York Times says more than 7,000 Nike employees are getting pay raises after an internal review over claims of misconduct and discrimination against women. At least 11 senior managers have left the company. On the Health Watch, a top pediatricians group is calling for new efforts to examine the chemicals added to foods and packaging materials. There are concerns they could affect children. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says there are steps consumers can take now.
Avoid microwaving food and beverages in plastic containers. Peel fruits and vegetables if you're not washing them. Look at the bottom of your plastics to look for codes 3, 6, or 7 and avoid those.
Pepperidge Farm is voluntarily recalling four kinds of goldfish crackers. The concern is the whey powder used to make them could be tainted with salmonella. A car sharing service has linked up with one of Detroit's big three automakers, as we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The pilot program, starting today in Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Chicago, lets GM owners put their own personal vehicles into the Maven short-term rental fleet. Maven's Meekan Stook says it's very flexible.
They set their own schedule, so when they want to make the car available, they set the price that they want to charge by the hour or by the day.
Other peer-to-peer car sharing businesses like Turo have taken a bite out of the rental car industry. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
First Lady Melania Trump takes her Be Best initiative on the road today. For the first time, she visits a children's hospital in Nashville to check on babies born addicted to drugs. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 24th of July. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.